John Rees is in charge of PR for Connex. John, good morning.
Good morning, John.
Has it worked?
Well, I came up on the 5:44 from Frankston this morning, and the train was fairly full. Certainly there were seats still available, but...
compared to the same train a week ago, do we know?
Compared to the same train a week ago, I'd say it's marginal whether or not there were that many more people on it. It's the first day. I think these are the sort of things that need a bit of time to build. It's got 3 months to do so and be evaluated. And as you say, at the end of that one, if it has actually been a success, it gets extended to the entire network, which would hopefully mean that more people would catch the train a little bit earlier and spread the load across a wider peak.
Can we discuss the philosophy or the concept of all of this, John? Because at one level, it doesn't make a lot of sense. At another level, it does. If I was catching the 8:15 into the city to arrive by 10 to 9 to get to work or something, I'm coming in from, where would I be coming from there? Murrumbina, for instance. I'm not really likely to go to work an hour and a half earlier, am I?
It's not going to suit everybody, but if you've got the sort of employer who says, let's do something flexible, and that is becoming more popular, and you can come in a little bit earlier and go home a little bit earlier, and then there's that knock-on effect, the afternoon peak as well, it might suit. Or alternatively, you might be the sort of person who wants to come in and take advantage of a city gym. There might be some reason why you'd like to be in a little bit earlier, and then you can take advantage of the scheme that way. No, it won't suit everybody, but for those who it does actually work for, then there's the saving and a slightly easier trip into town.
I applaud you for trying something, anything, to see if it can make any impact. The other aspect of it is that what you're going to get is your trains that would have arrived shortly after 7 o'clock could be remarkably empty, whereas the ones before the 7 o'clock curfew could become reasonably full.
I think it's part of the trial that you see how these things work and where things have fallen short, or perhaps, as you say, if trains just after 7 o'clock aren't as full as the ones just before, can you extend it? What do you do to make it work? Tweak it here, tweak it there. But that's the purpose of a trial. And as you say, you have to try and do something to make the system run a little bit more smoothly and alleviate some of that crowding, which is uncomfortable for people.
Have you done an estimate of the revenue that may be foregone?
Well, the government and Metlink will take care of that side of things. And as far
you
as
must have some estimate.
Sorry?
You must have some estimate.
There is a compensation formula that is being worked out with government, but I personally don't know what that's going to look like.
What do you mean?
But I'm sorry?
A compensation formula?
So because you are actually having people who are travelling when there is no revenue coming in from that to the fare box, which is divided between the public transport operators. So there is a way of making sure that as far as a business is concerned, it doesn't compromise, say, Connex or Yarra Trams in any way.
How does it work with ticketing? Do you still need a ticket?
You still need to get a ticket, and you still have to travel with a validated early bird Met card. But it's free, so you'll pick up a book of 10 and you'll just use those between any two stops on the Frankston and Sydenham lines during the time of the trial. So it's not just about coming to the city either, it's also about going to any of those stops along the way.
Is it about outbound traffic or just inbound traffic?
No, it's about outbound traffic as well. So any two stops that you want to go to, so long as you're arriving at your destination before 7 o'clock.
You don't, even if you're heading from the city out to Frankston?
Even if you're heading from the city out to Frankston, and obviously those trains will have much lighter traffic on them, but if you were going that way, you could do it, or if you were getting on it at Caulfield going to Richmond, you could use it there. Or there's a bit of flexibility about how you can use it, but the guiding principle to the whole thing is that you must complete your journey by 7 a.m.